This place is beautiful.
It is, isn't it? And let me tell you, there aren't many clubs like this left in the city. Rudy?
I just want to hear what it sounds like.
It sounds like any other piano sounds, which is exactly why we don't have one in the house.
Mrs. Huxtable? Clarence Thornhill.
Mr. Thornhill.
How are you?
I'm fine, good. Thank you. Oh, this is Vanessa.
How Hello. Are you, Vanessa?
And, my other daughter here, Liberace.
How are you, Liberace?
Mr. Thornhill, I really appreciate your setting this up.
It's my pleasure. Your letter was so beautifully written, and it demonstrated such great love. I gave the letter to Miss Horn, and she would like you and your entire family to sit at her personal table.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's such a good idea or not, because, well, Cliff is such a big Lena Horne fan, he might try to reach out and touch her.
Listen, you know, you really didn't have to come down here. We could have made all these arrangements over the phone.
Mr. Thornhill, you don't know my husband. Mm-mm. You see, when it comes to finding out what we're getting for him on his birthday, there is nothing that the man will not do.
He'll even interrogate his own children.
Yeah, Dad's tricky.
Why don't you prepare a big dinner? Make him think he's staying at home.
Well, that's just not sneaky enough for a man like Cliff. I think that what we should do is pretend like we're making him a big dinner and let him find out about it. And then when he's sitting there bragging about how he's outfoxed us again, we bring in the pizza that we sent out for.
Mushroom pizza. He hates mushroom pizza.
Mushroom pizza. By the time we finish with this man, he won't know whether he's coming or going.
Now that's a great plan.
Mom's tricky too.
Oh, my birthday present, it is around here somewhere. They've hidden.
Hello.
Hi,
oh, you all home from school a little late, aren't you?
Traffic.
At this hour there was traffic? Where was there traffic?
Between home and school.
Between home and school. Rudy.
Traffic.
Vanessa?
Well, I'm dead. I've got to take a bath.
I see. So I can take for granted that your being late had something to do with my birthday. Am I right, Vanessa?
Gotta take a bath.
Rudy!
Traffic!
Okay, so you guys gonna make it tough for me. Well, I love it. The joy of a birthday is finding out what the present is before one gets it. And you know I always do.
Not this year.
Not this year. You say that every year, and every year I find out. So what do you want to do? You want to tell me what it is now, sweetie? Or do you want me to start working on the children?
You can work on whoever you please.
Really?
But you're not going to find out anything.
Let the games begin.
Daddy, this has nothing to do with your birthday.
Right.
I'm serious. I'm writing a song for the school choir.
Really?
Yes. These are lyrics, see?
Okay, let's hear it.
No one understands me. No one really cares. I'm an orphan of the darkness. Prisoner of my tears. I walk alone in the rain. The downpour of pain. The dreams I dream are not my own. I walk alone. So? Daddy?
I walk alone. I mean, is this what you think about your life?
No. But, you know, my teacher said we couldn't write about the good stuff, like sex and politics.
Oh, so all that's left was self-pity.
You don't like it because it's not jazz. All
right, okay. Have you read it for your brother yet?
Yes, she did. I don't want to hear that song again until I'm really happy.
You know, that's just what I love about you guys. Yeah. So supportive.
All right, well, maybe it isn't a man's song. Now, have you read it or played it for your mother?
Yes.
And what did she say?
I walk alone.
Yes, you do. Hey, oh, my boy. You know, Saturday's my birthday. I'll be 48 years old.
Right, Dad. It's circled on my calendar.
Oh, man, thank you.
You did it.
So, I know there's going to be a present for me, my boy. So, what is it?
Come on, Dad. You know I can't tell you.
I know that. How old are you now?
14.
14. 2 years from now, you're going to want a car. I'm the only one who can buy it for you. So, my boy, what's it gonna be?
Okay, Dad.
Okay.
This year, everyone is pitching in to get you something you're really gonna love.
Well, what is it?
They won't tell me.
You're pitching in.
Yeah.
And they won't tell you?
I'm serious, Dad. All they said was, do what we say, and that was it. They know I'm always the one to break. So this year, they're keeping it for me, too.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. I think it's just awful that people would ask you to pitch in and not tell you what it is. And if it was me, I would go upstairs and demand to know what you are getting me for my birthday.
You know something, Dad? They said you would try, man.
Well, that's all right. I'll sit here and take this abuse only because it's going to be my birthday and I'm going to get some presents.
Well, maybe.
You're gonna look funny walking when you're 23.
You need 4 eggs to make a double chocolate souffle.
Okay, Mom, I'll add another one.
I can't find the big serving dish.
Well, keep looking for it because it's the only one large enough to hold the beef Wellington.
Vanessa, it's only Theo.
I'm sorry, I heard footsteps.
Hey, is this part of Dad's surprise? Come on, tell me.
Sandra! Sandra, I was wrong! You need 4 eggs to make a double chocolate soup.
Okay, Mom, I'll add another one.
I can't find the big serving dish.
Well, just keep looking for it because it's the only one large enough to hold a beef Wellington.
Mom, you want to come over and taste my gazpacho?
In a minute.
Boy, I can't wait till Dad tastes the dressing on this Caesar salad. Please hand me the homemade garlic croutons.
Cliff. Uh-uh, Cliff, you did not see that. No, you did not see that.
Yes, I did.
Cliff, those kids have been in there working their hearts out trying to prepare a surprise dinner for you. Now, you did not see that. If they knew you found out, they'd be crushed.
My lips are sealed.
Now, somehow, I'm supposed to trick you into getting all dressed up in your tuxedo and get you down to the dining room in about half an hour.
Consider me tricked. But let the record show that I found out about my present ahead of time.
You're despicable. I gotta admit it, Cliff. You are smarter than the rest of us.
Ha, 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 ha,
dear?
Yes.
I just love croutons. And dear? I just can't wait until I chew on my beef Wellington. And dear, I just love gazpacho soup.
Those eyes closed. All right, I've got you now.
All right.
Here you go, here. Mm-hmm. All right.
Sit down.
If you like.
All right.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Open your eyes.
Oh, is this for me? Golly, I never would have guessed this.
You're hungry.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, Dad, the big 4-8, how does it feel?
Never felt better.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, 48 can be a very tough age for a man. It's traditionally the time that the midlife crisis sets in.
Really?
Yeah, it's basic psychology, Denise. A man reaches dad's age and he looks back and he sees almost half a century gone. And then he looks ahead and he realizes that he has less than a third of his life left.
Sandra, I think you ought to get a job writing birthday cards.
It's pizza, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know you better take that out of here. I'm not going for no pizza. No, come on. You all can stop fooling around right now. Now, come on, bring out the croutons and the gazpacho. Come on, I don't want no pizza. No. Beef Wellington.
Oh, is that any way to behave on your birthday?
Come on, get it out here.
Cliff, you better hurry up and eat this food.
I'm not.
Cliff, this is it.
We got him.
We got him good. Cliff, this is it now.
Come on, now where did you all hide the beef Wellington?
Cliff, please hurry up and eat your pizza because there's more. After this, we're taking you someplace.
Oh, really? Where you take me, down to the city dump?
Wow, Dad. Wait till you see this place.
Oh, yeah? Well, I smell candles, I hear people. Must be in the funeral parlor.
Rob!
Ladies and gentlemen, the local mayor is proud to present Lena Horne.
Look at you. You know you're sitting at my personal table. I don't let just anybody sit here. I let diplomats and potentates and birthday boys. You don't look like no diplomat. And you ain't no potentate.
I'm just joking. I know all about it. This is Dr. Heathcliff Hubstubble.
Whatever. Anyway, I hope he appreciates everything his wife did to make this possible tonight. You better kiss her hand. I'm going to sing a song to you, Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable, that just about covers what you and your wife mean to each other. In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you in this world of overrated pleasures, of underrated treasures. I'm glad there is you. I love to live. Yes, I want to live with you beside me. This role so new. I'll muddle through with you to guide me. In this world where many, many play in love and hardly any stay in love, I'm glad there is you.
Children. I'm Sandra.
She goes to Princeton.
And who's the handsome young man?
Theodore.
Does he give you a lot of trouble?
Maybe once in a while.
Well, hang in there, baby. In about 6 months, you're going to be twice as big as he is.
I'm Vanessa, and this is Rudy.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, ma'am.
What about Leon?
Now, that little one right there, I'm going to have to bite her.
I saw you on Sesame Street.
You did? Yeah, I was singing a song with Kermit the Frog.
Can I meet him?
I'll see if I can set up a date for you, okay?
Miss Horn, I'm Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hi.
How old are you?
16.
I wish I could get that year back. I blew 16. I walked around in a blue funk all the time, feeling sorry for myself.
You sure hit that on the button.
Well, she's gonna grow out of it, though.
When?
When she realizes what she's got. And she's got a whole lot. I noticed it while I was out there singing. You got a whole lot of love right here in your family. That's why I wanted you to come back and say hello to me tonight. I like to be around that kind of love.
Thank you, Miss Warren.
I think we should be going now.
Oh, do you have to?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye,
Miss Horn.
Bye, Miss Horn. Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Huxtable.
Goodbye, Miss Horn. A bloody treasure.
You had a good time, didn't you?
Ooh, that was the best, I'm telling you. And what that woman did with that club was fantastic.
Isn't she something else? To think she started singing in the Cotton Club when she was 17 and to hear her now?
But I'm talking about the job she did with that hotel. It's beautiful.
I heard her father left her that place when he died, and she restored it.
You know what I want for my birthday next year?
What?
I want you to buy me a hotel. What?
Shut up. Hey, Denise, what are you doing up?
Working.
At this hour?
After tonight, I came home and took another look at my song, and I decided to change it just a little.
What, did you want to walk with somebody while you're alone?
Could we hear it?
Okay, let me get the music. My mother and my father are my best friends. When I'm all alone, I don't have to be. It's because of me that I'm all alone, you see. Their love is real. Wisdom.
The love is all mine. I have faith in them all the time. The best living friends, the best living lovers, till the end, their love is real. Never have they lied to me, never connived me, talked behind my back. Never have they cheated me. Their love is real. Their love is real.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
The Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.